When you first put the needle on the record, you will hear a popping or ticking sound. Please disregard this and continue to listen to our regular programming. Pay to the area to the F to the 5-4.
Listen to Area 54 with Tim and Mike here on The Chill Show on 94.7 FM. And just played a track by Boards of Canada. These guys really like to name their stuff. Dave Ann Cowboy is the name of the song, and it's off of their album, The Campfire Head Phase.
And, great track. You know, when anybody's referring to these guys or talking about them, they always mention that track.
Yeah, it's a pretty good track of theirs. And they have a good sound. They definitely have a nice sound to them. M83 before that did Run Into Flowers. That was off of Dead Cities, Red Seas, and Lost. Yonder Boy did Badly Broken Butterfly off of his album Splendid Isolation. And we had a track by Mor Chiba, the classic Mor Chiba. This isn't the classic Mor Chiba, excuse me. This is off their album The Antidote. The song's called Wonders Never Cease. Start off the whole set with Del Mino. The song's called There Is a Light That Never Goes Out off of Someday You'll Dance For Me, Tokyo?
Yeah. The whole city will dance for him.
Yeah.
I doubt that will ever happen.
Probably not.
He's an optimist.
Yeah, you know, he's not a realist, that's for sure.
So what is a classic Mor Chiba track, Tim?
That was not one. I would say classic Mor Chiba track, like, Tape Loop.
Okay, so you're going back to their album, Who Can You Trust?
Probably, yeah. Yeah. That's a great album, Mor Chiba's. This album, The Antidote, that came out, I was a little bit disappointed with it, but it's not bad. It's not a bad album.
Definitely, yeah, it's different. I think Tape Loop kind of, or the Who Can You Trust, the first release kind of threw you because it was such a different sound. It's also their debut release, and a lot of these bands always kind of start fading, I think.
Well, these guys didn't really fade. They went in a different direction. Whether it's record label pressure to sound a little bit more mainstream, a little bit of both also, too. They definitely wanted to play their guitars more and come up with a little bit more organic sound, which, you know, almost kind of makes them sound... You know, they sound a little less unique, because that really was what I think set them apart. They started to sound more like everybody else that's out there, you know. And then all they have left is their songwriting. And there's a lot of good songwriters.
And then they got Lost Guy as a singer. I guess there was a big falling out, right?
Yeah.
When we talked to her. And then they hired Grace Slick.
Yep. And she's a good singer. I don't know about her songwriting skills, but she's a great singer.
I was kidding about the Grace Slick.
I know you were.
Okay.
I was just running with it.
All right. All right, you guys, we're out of here. Repeat shows the rest of the week after Loveline. We'll be back again next weekend. You guys have a great week. Take care.
Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.